Zan.
Halachas of Avos and Halachas of Rivers. How do they ever expect it should be all done in 1 hour? I have no idea. Because Halachas of the Malva takes at least an hour. Halachas of the takes at least an hour. Then you have to talk about Lysila Kenosha. Then you have to talk about Rivers. And Rivers, we gave 7 shurim already. And we have a few more to give still. So we'll start with the beginning, okay? And Bli Neder, when this shurim end, I'll be myself to make up what we miss out from these things. We'll talk about the dinim. First we'll talk about the dinim of the Malva. And eventually we'll talk about the halacha to the Leiva, the Sila Kenosha, and then we'll go back to Ribbis that we once follow Milhon Ribbis. The Rambam speaks out, beginning of Hilchos Malva and Leiva, Perkalov, Halachalov, Mitzah say Lahavas Lani Yisrael, Shenema, and Kesav Talvas Ami. It's only more. The Mitzah Semeh Torah, to lend money to a Yid, Shenema, and Kesav Talvas Ami, it's only more. Yochel Shus, I might think it's only, it's a nice thing, it's not a Chiyiv. Tamalayim Havet Tadenem, Havet Havet Tadenem. So it's a Chiyiv. A Mitzah Zub Dayla Minat Stoka, El Ani, Hashoel. The Mitzah is bigger, lending money than giving stocker to a poor person. Why? Shezeh shekvar nitzach lishol. Zeh dan lo yigil min hazul. The ani has to come as is asking for money. This one is just buying money. He's going to pay you back. Vatayik pida al misham yimna mil avas ani. The Torah is makba and so on. That doesn't lend to nanish. Shenema roi necha b'chicha b'yayin if you don't help him out. This Rambam is in Chulash HaDin in Shulchan Aruch in Chashem Mishpat Siman Tzadik Zayin Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says Mitzah say lahavas lani Yisrael. The Mitzah say to lend money to Yisrael v'hu Mitzah G'dayla Yais Metzdaka V'kareva Ani Karem lani Achayim. You have a relative that's only comes before other Aniyim. Lani Yira Karem lani Achayis. Lani Yira comes first then to other Aniyim. Afila Ashit of Mahavas Mitzvah Vaisa Fisha. Ashit's poor that needs money right now. Not that Afki's poor, but needs money right now is in a tight bind. So Mitzvah Vaisa temporarily. Ulanoise after drawing the answer, it's a grandson, give Mitzvah the proper thing what to do. Right. It comes out according to this Mechaba that if someone has money in his pocket, has money put aside to give to Aniyim, and someone comes knocking on your door and says, listen, I have to borrow Christ, $1,000 and you have that money, it's better to give it first to lend the money than the money is set aside for Aniyim. Why? Because like the Rama speaks out and the Mechaber speaks out, that it's better to help to lend the money than to give it to Aniyim. The Mechaber says in Yerdeya, in Reish Mem Tes, Sif Gimel, Tzorach Litein at Tzedaka B'Seir Pani Yofes. When it comes to Tzedaka, you should give it B'Seir Pani Yofes. The Simcha with Tavleva, you do happily, you should try to comfort him, the Dabra Allah, give it to him, the Nasta, the Father of Zarephus, he give it a bad face, rub a rice, his excuse, he lost his course. The Shaf speaks out, then Sifkon Hei, because from the Smart, that if he gives him a lot of money, no matter if he gives him a lot of money, still if he doesn't give it, with a smile, then the Yoiva is Yoiva Al, the Yoiva Avcha. The Chavetz Chaim, in Avetz Chesed, the Chavetz Beis, beginning of Perich of Gimel Yisalaf, says this Mechaba, even though it's a Yichas Tzedaka, it applies to the same halacha of Hava also. They have to give with a smile, and not in a bad manner. The Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tafayin Tes, the Chinuch speaks out of Huadin, by an usher, even someone who's well to do, the Shaykh the Mitzvah Tzedaka. Moshe, let's say he's stuck in a place where no one knows him, and he needs right now money just to get him by to get home. Sometimes, an usher, even though he has a chayli, someone's sick in the family, and he has to pay a doctor bill and so on, he doesn't have to, even though he has no money, right now there's no cash flow, or shum davacha, areyo b'chlav tzedaka. And for him, it's also a mitzvah to lend him money. That's what the chinuch speaks out, and no one seems to disagree with that. No, it's also nichla on the mitzvah of tzedakah when he doesn't have money at that time. The Chofetz Chaim speaks out again, Habes Chesed, in Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph Sifi Beis, there's no chiyuv to lend money only if you have money mizumonim. That means you have money in your pocket, money you can give him. But let's say you don't have money mizumonim, you don't have money, there's not a chiyuv to go borrow money to become the mitzvah of Havar. No chiyuv to go out and borrow money. The guy's in need, he needs $1,000, you don't have $1,000 now. You don't have it in your bank account, but you can go, you have a place to go borrow the money. There's no mitzvah to go out of you to go and borrow money to help this person. So Chav Chaim speaks out and Baron, he has a pirush in Avos Chesed, Mesilah Chesed, Mesif Kon Chav. He says, but if the Savor will help a person should go completely bankrupt, even though his partner from lending doesn't have the money to give him right now, it's not Mechal Mitzvah of Kesef Tal Basami, but still there's different pasuk, Ki Yomav Achicha, Amata Yadai, Yim Chal of Zaktabai. You see he's going down, so you want to catch him before he goes completely down. And the Gemara says, you should be masik him, he should come to, like this, he goes completely bankrupt, doesn't have money, then he'll be in the masik habiyas. So if he can, he should do some type of shukras to him, or try to find him a job, or get him work. So you should keep him on his feet, he should not go completely under. The Chofetz Chaim says further, he says in the Psicha, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Psicha, even further, even if he has no money for himself, but he can borrow from other people, but let's say, normally not Mechuivta, but let's say his friend is a current of Fashas, the question of life, to someone's life threatening, or he's going to have a Hefzogado, he should borrow from someone else if you know you can get the money back. You know you're not Mechuivta, but Only if you can get it back. You're not Mechuyev too, unless you know you can get the money back. Yeah, you can take out Stucker, but out Talvor you can. You're not Mechuyev to go. If you don't have money in the bank, you have no Chiyuv only if you have money. You don't have, there's no Chiyuv, right. I think we won't spoil about it. If you're Mechuyev to sell your deal, that's a different shmooze by itself, not right now. Let's say someone has money in the bank. Is that called money mizumonim or not? He has money in a bank account. Is that called money mizumonim or not? So the place can speak out, depends. If he has mashal, he can always take out the money. That's it, money mizumonim. And if a person comes and wants to buy money, you should give him. So it's a kesef talvasami. And by the way, the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Psicha, in Oisalof, he says that if you have the money, you don't give back. Besides the Mivatul Mitzvah saying, Kesa Tavas Ami, you're either in two lavim. So let's say you have money in the bank, and it's still money, that's only if you can take it out. But let's say you have money in a CD, it's in the bank, but you have a CD. So the place can speak out, you're not Mechuyev to bank a CD to have money. Since it's time like to sell your possession, you're not Mechuyev to sell your house. CDs like you have possessions that you can't get to right now. Just like you're not Mechuyev to go sell your nechassim to lend someone money or to borrow someone else about money. Or then you're not Mechuyev to break a CD, because when you break a CD, you lose money on deals. You're not Mechuyev to break a CD.
But you lose money.
Right, yeah.
But if you can sell something that you don't lose money.
You're not Mechuyev to. You're not Mechuyev to sell nechassim. Or if you have nizomen. It has nizomen.
It's not
nizomen.
What?
What? That's nothing, that's Mnizarella.
But that's what he's saying.
What?
Something you would lose money
because you won't gain. Well, like what?
Like a stock. Yes, stock.
That seems to me like the chosim. I don't think you could sell stock for such a thing.
I think the kind of Israel that we've been ordered on a long
you can't not mitzvah kesav army, but you can't mitzvah chazak the boy. Not mitzvah kesav not, but chazak the boy probably mekayim. There's a shayla of paiskim. How much money you mechuyev to lend? Let's say how much are you? We'll get to. I'm bringing many cases. We'll hopefully get to the case.
What did you say?
To be an arv on a loan, even though you're not Mekai Mitzvah Keset Talmas Ami, but probably Mekai Mitzvah Chazak Tavoy. But like this, you won't get it. What do you mean, pay up? You pay the Arvus. Right. I see you run a Gemach. Alright. There's a Shailon Paiskim. How much money will you to lend? All the money you have in all the money you have in Zuman, how much you will to? Now we find by Mitzvah Tzedakah, the Mitzvah Tzedakah here to give, according to many Paiskim, we'll talk about next week, Sunday we'll talk about how much you will to, but according to most Paiskim, you will to give 10%. However, in Mitzvah Namukha, we hold the Mitzvah Zechaymish. So how much you will to lend? Let's say that $10,000 in the bank. So if you say a chaymish by tzedakah, you have $2,000. So I only have to lend out $2,000. Someone comes to this for $5,000 mechuyfta. Or maybe you mechuyf to give me more than a chaymish. Why? Because when I give tzedakah, that's money you don't get back. But here I'm giving it, I'll get it back. So if I get it back, maybe the chiv is more. So the Abbas Chesed declares the Shaila, the Chofetz Chaim, and he says in Chelgal, Pergal, Sivdalad, you can't learn from tzedakah. Because there the shiv of most is a chaymish. However, by law, his mom and sister comes back, then the chiv is even more than chaymish. However, to lend all the money is yeshiv bato, then also you can be yeshlod. And why? Because sometimes it comes, you have, you'll need the money for expense, or you get some type of deals coming up, you won't have money in Mizumin to do that deal. So he says, this is what Chofetz Chaim ends off. Nestava is totally the chalech of the echad, according to what he has. And everyone free course kaychas what you do, Tavis Chaberai. And he says, he ends off, Rechei Matzah Sib Echinach. And in Sib HaChesed, Chofetz Chaim has a bottom pirish in Sib HaChesed, in Sib HaChesed, he says, the same thing he found in Tverish Tzom Mishnayis, in Peyer Perek Aleph. So maybe a person, let's say he has $10,000 in savings, so if he knows he might need $5,000, so the other $5,000 that he takah should lend out. So even more chaymish, because that's the money he'll get back. Let's say I lend money with a heter iska. I make iska, 5%, 6%, whatever it is. Whatever the market rate is, a heter iska. So am I a kind of mitzvah of a kesef talmud at the iska? So Davos Chesed says in Chesed Beis, in Perich of Alf and Agor, he says, someone has money at the iska, is not the kind of mitzvah of Kesef Talmud Zami. And the same thing he speaks out again in Simon Tezrov. However, he says, but if you do lend it, that iska, then the stomach of Kayim, the mitzvah of Chazak Tavoy. It's like being Orif, it's just something different than Alach or Orif. If you help the person to, you should fall apart, then you're kind of mitzvah of Chazak Tavoy.
How about first?
Yeah.
If you give money to Gemach, so you get both of them?
Let me get both.
You get Stocker and
if you
give money to Gemach, they're lending it out, so you get
the, you get schar.
Yeah, but you get schar for tzedakah and schar for lending it out.
It depends when you give the money to lend out. Is that money them to keep, or that's money to keep, or that to
no, you're back? Giving them to keep, but they're lending it out, and you'll be home.
Then you get a money for tzedakah and plus chas, you get both. Yeah.
If not lending money is a bigger mitzvah than giving tzedakah, so if lending money will impact your ability to give tzedakah,
so, better lend money. Better lend money than right. Better lend money. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim writes, eventually we'll get to talk about it, but the Chofetz Chaim writes in one chesed, he said every person should match some type of gemach. And that's one third of his money should be for gemach, of the tzedakah, and two thirds should be to give to aniyim. And one third for gemach. So maybe you'll be able to mekayem both. So with a heter iska, you're not mekayem mitzvah avor, however, you're mekayem mitzvah chazak tavoy. The Chofetz Chaim writes further, in Chelek Aleph, in Perek Aleph Sifches, he says this, the chiyuv v'atayah is to learn without a mashkin. It's right, it's only if you're a turah, the person will pay it back. If I know I'm going to give a loan, and by me, I know he's not going to pay back the loan, then the din is, you're not mechuyev to lend him. And same thing speaks out to Chof Meshleima, Reb Shlomo Kluger speaks it out, in Chashem Mishma Simen Tzai Zayin, in the beginning of the Hilchos Gvias Malva. Says the same thing. You're not mechuyev to someone only you trust, he'll pay it back.
Can you talk
One second. And it seems also from the Paiskim, you're not mechuyev to lend someone, if you know someone has many chayles, he can't be borrowing from people, and you know he's not going to pay back, that you're not mechuyev to lend him. Only if you know for sure he's going to, the money you lend, he's going to pay back. So he speaks out, and Sidra Chesed speaks out, and Sidra Chesed Yud Gimel, he says, that, this is all his time, he says, he came and called some peasant today. Let's say a guy's got the money. Peasant can't be cursed. Today, peasant doesn't have too much cursed today. So a man's the opposite, there's no chiv to lend him without a mashkin. And the mashkin should be at least the worth of the amount of money that you lent to him. So unless you know he's a person, a muzik, then know him, he pays back his chayvus. The Michas Pitzim, the Chayshim Mishmitzim Zazayin, quotes the Taisus. Taisus, Bamatziah, that pay days on the base. Taisus says that he was a chash, not to show you don't want to pay back. It's a suffix, I don't know if he's going to pay back, and also there's no mitzvah to lend him, unless he gives a mashkin. Without a mashkin, it's a suffix, it's a chash, you might lose the money to lend him, you're not mechuyev to lend him at all. That's what Michas Pitzim brings down, this Taisus Ladina.
And that's Chesed,
what?
Does it make a difference if it's a family member or not?
Doesn't make a difference.
Are you going to get to that?
We're going to get to that. Hold on, that's on the list? Okay. That is Chesed. Chavetz Chaim writes in Perek Aleph, test says even further. If he knows that the leiger, the person who's buying the money, is about meter off, and he's not mapped on other people's money, and he knows when he gives the money, he's going to spend it to all the Irish kaitim, and you won't be able to go collect it for him, it's better not to lend him, unless he gives a mashkin or avis. Then to lend him, and then you have to go run after him for money, then you might be a mitzvah la'igosh. So in Mela, you should not lend him money. There's a ma'isul Chavetz Chaim. Ma'isul Chavetz Chaim. That Chavetz Chaim saw, was standing next to his son-in-law. He was in front of him, and he saw someone coming to his house, that's a person that no one borrows money from Chavetz Chaim. And he's not going to pay back. So Chavetz Chaim, before this lawyer walked into the door, Chavetz Chaim went to son-in-law, made a kinyan, he says, everything I owe belongs to you. He's marked all of the chasim to his son-in-law. So now the guy came knocking the door, Rebbe, I want to borrow some money. He says, I'm sorry, I don't have any money to lend you. This is a true maizah, it's a fair maizah, Chavetz Chaim. So Mela, he didn't want to give the money because you know the guy didn't want to pay back. And he wasn't ready to give the money because he needed the money. So Mela is not his son, so Mela don't have any problems. We'll soon talk about how he lost a life for this. We'll soon get to that. One second.
Your wife?
What?
Can you be
married
to your wife?
Yeah, but I'm not, you don't use the money. I'm not sharing that with you. There's ways to do it.
It's coming to your house, you want to do that. Can you be married?
Yeah, Masama, you could do it, yes.
Never get it back.
maybe it might be worse off. Okay. That Chavetz Chaim in Avos Chesed Kicheribei Simepeches. He says, but let's say you lend him only a small amount, lend him a couple of dollars. Then there's a chiv to lend him al Tzimitzit Tzedakah if you know he won't pay back. And if the light is ani and you know he won't be able to pay back, then you're allowed to take off from Maisa money. If he's a honey, and you know he's not going to pay back, we'll soon talk about more about that, but the Mestami can take him from Maisa money. You can clear a shayla, if you know the person won't pay back, or Chol HaFachas, you're super going to pay back. Are you allowed to lie and say Engli? You have $100 in your pocket, you go $100, you say Engli. Are you allowed to say Shek or not? Or find some excuse not to give the money to a lawyer. Now, Chavetz Chaim was a way to get around the whole Eitzah, the whole Shaila. But could I go and say, Eilat, could I say Shek or not? There's a Sefer Chassidim in Tov Kovov. And the Magavav quotes the Sefer Chassidim in Arachayim Kufnun Vav. He says a Chiddush. Even though the Dinah Zilas in the Shana of Taka Shalom, no, Zilas alive to make Shalom, let's say, the wife requests after you or something. And you know that she's going to be angry at you when you tell her something. So you want to lie and tell her you were somewhere else and not there and so on. So Al Zaka Sholem, the Gemara says in Yevamos, and it's also the Chavetz Chaim passed in Medina, he allows to Mishal Al Zaka Sholem. However, he says, the Chavetz Chaim says, And then it says, even though you're not to shout like a shalom, that because you're chayshish, well, if you know you won't pay back, you're not allowed to lie. You can't say Eli. You can't say that. Why? Because the hetzer of Dakeh Shalom is only on something on the Oba. That's its mechadish. The din is only on something on the past. It brings the rice from the Gemara. It's something more like that. But on something Lahaba, no, right now, Lahaba, then the din is, you know, of Dakeh Shalom is no hetzer. It's only something on the past, not something on the future, and not something on the present. And Maravon brings us down in our Chaim Kusavon brings our Dina. The Mishbura brings down this Maravon Shem Sech Hasidim, and he says, Tzorachim B'zeh. Don't say a word, don't talk about it. This is Tzorachim B'zeh. However, the Masham, the Dastera, brings down a Tumim, and the Sidis, and Simin Yudbeis, and Sipkon Gimel. The Tumim says, a big Chidish Gadol, to say I understand it exactly, I can't tell you, but this is what Tumim says it. And it seems it brings it down with Dina. That let's say someone has money. And he knows he's right. He has someone's money. He's mostly getting money. And he knows he knows for sure he's right. But he knows that the Dayanim will not trust him, they won't believe him. Then he's allowed to lie. So he should win his case. Even though it's supposed to bet him, Mechut said Emes. And now this special says that Hashem Keticha going to all Shaynim when it comes to Bezin and Chutz said Emes, but here I know I'm 100% right. The money is mine. And the Bezin won't believe me, but I know I'm right. So the Tumim says, and the Seed brings down the Dina, that you're allowed to say Sheker. You're allowed to lie. So maybe so if you win your case. So Mashmi is Chayuk on the Mong Avram. So the Torah brings down this Tumim, right? Says, you're allowed to Mong Avram. You know, Allah Abba, you're allowed to, because you're going to Bezin. And the story brings down other rites like that. In the Sefer, there's an interesting Sefer. I don't know if you ever heard of the Sefer. It's called Titan Emes Yaakov. Titan Emes Yaakov. It used to be a thin Sefer. It came out about a year ago. A thick Sefer like this. All about the halachos, when you can say Sheker and when you can't say Sheker. Here's another Sefer, Nifso Saimoto. When the Sefer Titan Emes Yaakov, he brings down in Perek Hei, Simon Tazvav, he's come a Paiskim that disagree with the Sefer Chassidim and the Mog Avram and the Paskim, the Dina, the Ima Lahaba, the Lav Se Sheker. The Fiska Choshen in Havo, Pergal Sipkon Yigimo. The Fiska Choshen in Havo, Pergal Sipkon Yigimo says that if you know, you'll tell you, a friend comes to you and says, lend me $1,000. And you don't want to lend it to him. And you'll tell your friend, you know why I don't want to lend you? Because I don't trust you. Then you're allowed, because I'm afraid you're not going to pay me, then you're allowed to say sheker, not to revise the person. And certainly, if you're not meshaka, the hedger, then certainly, the Pesach Chayshu says, you can be meko. In the Sefer, Titan Amos Yaakov, in Parakeh, in Simon Tazvav, he brings on a big Kiddush from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Big Kiddush. If someone comes to you and he asks you to lend money, and you have the money, lend me $1,000, and you have the $1,000. If you need the money for something else, you're allowed to say Ainley. Because since you need to give it for something else, that's like Ainley Ainley. Kiddush Gagel. You already have the money in your pocket. That's not going to say Sheker. Because since you need it for a different thing, and so on, so it's like Ainley. And you're not called the same Sheker. If not, Lacha.
I mean, you're not obligated to lend them that money anyway. The question is just right. What you say, right?
Right, yes, right. The Pesach HaChayshen in Havar Perkal Sefei. If you know, if the Malva knows, down the stomach, the lender won't pay him at the end. You're allowed to lend to Ani on the dots not to pay back, and you can take it from much nicer. No, to have in mind. Listen, I'm letting you ask me for $1,000. I know he's not going to pay back. So I'm giving it to take up from nicer money. If he's not going to pay back, so this is from nicer money. So he speaks out, and Sif comes as well. He brings out a peliotics. And this is what Dalman Melech mentioned. You have to tell the person that, listen, you should tell the lawyer. You know, here's $1,000. If you can't pay it back, it's Kareni Kriyas Kabalti. And in Yachat Gvucha, Let's say you do have the money paid back, then pay me. But if you don't have it, kill us kabal tamarichol. Because if you don't say that to Peliya, it says, then, and you hold the marichol kuliba, you don't tell him, then the shayla of the once father of the Isof Nehiba, that he's discovered, he thinks he's borrowing the money, and he's really not paying back, so it's shayla of Nehiba. So Mela, because the mouth is resting, because the lawyer thinks that what he called, that he's buying the money. If he doesn't tell him, then he's out of theater. So Mela, you should tell him, it's like the scab of the bossa, Chazar, all the other, which he spoke about in a number of shurim ago, that we said that it's of theater. So if I don't tell him, then he thinks he's only buying the money. If you tell clearly, I didn't kill Kabbat, it's like I got the money. So Mela, in that Haida, it is out of theater.
You can't take it off
for right away. The guy, no, you keep it in mind. Not gonna pay back, then you take it off. You have to know your customers. Some customers you might get it back, many of them you don't get it back. There's a Gvir in the city told me that 80% of the money he lends out, he knows for sure he's not getting it back. He needs money for it. There's certain people who know that they constantly come to him for money, and he knows that the money he gives is he never gets it back. So this is the answer for him. You should say already because about it, because now he's a child of the Eva.
Yeah, but you know, if he says that, he knows for sure he's not getting it back.
Well, I guess he has to know his customers, that's all.
Obviously, he knows his customers. Yeah. When he knows his
customers,
he doesn't get it back.
All right. What's the Eva is like this. Because the person who borrows the money thinks, you're lending me the money.
Okay.
So, but he's not paying back. So it's a child from Gzela. So the mayor, if he tells him, listen, I already is about it, what? Right, yeah, he's saving for minister.
He thinks not to get
rid of it. All right. The Sefer, Mitzvah Zachesed, brings down the cloud of stone. But however, if I lend a small amount of money, he could tell them, it's a small amount of money, certainly he could tell them, I'm lending you this money, if you get to pay it, I'm my people like Shalom. That's the best thing to do. Right. No case. The Aris Chavetz Chaim. Huh? Sometimes a person comes to you, he's embarrassed to say, give me the money. So you have to know your customer. We deal with it. Sometimes it's not an amount of money. They tell him, listen, you can pay the Shiach and pay back. If that's forget, and that's it. You should tell him that. The Aris Chesed in Perikal Sif Yud says, if let's say, if Shimon comes to Uber and says, lend me $100. Maybe $100 don't care. Let's say, lend me $10,000. But you should know I can't pay on one shot. $10,000 for me to pay back in one shot is very hard. But I'll pay you, please, $500 a month. I'll pay it out. Pay it out in 12 months, 1 year, 2 years, I'll pay it out. The thing is, that Chofetz Chaim says, in Tarkal Sefiot, you're not mukhaf to lend him this item, it's not a din. You're not mukhaf to. You lend him money, it takes 2 months, you still have to pay $10,000. But to pay out in 2 years, that's something that's not normal. However, that's mitzad, you're not mukhaf to mitzad a din. Of mitzad, ava, v'achra, if you could do that, you should do that. That's what Chofetz Chaim ends off. So he writes in the Siva Chesed, over there in Siv Kamtah as well, that the reason you're not mechayiv, because you shouldn't have a hefted. $10,000 could be maybe have an ASIC that's coming up. So I'm homeowner and the money is tied up with this fellow. So I'm running for a short term, okay. But to pay out 2 years, that's not normal. So in Mela, you're not mechayiv to run the money. But let's say, interestingly, there's a whole machlokes hapeskim. Let's say I lent the money, I lent someone $10,000. And I didn't make up with him terms, and I think he's going to pay back $10,000. You know, I lent him for 2 months. He's supposed to pay back $10,000 in 2 months. Now comes, during the time, Turk's money, not on Akka's money, during the 2 months, he starts paying back $1,000 each time. Can he tell the person, listen, I lent you $10,000, then the 2 months, pay me $10,000. I don't want each time $1,000. I want the whole sum of $10,000. Can you do it or not? So interesting, it's a machlekes hapeskim. It's a machlekes a mechaber shach. The mechaber speaks out in Choshe Mishpat Siman Ayin Dalet that the Malvi cannot be makif. If he pays small amounts. The Malach could have Terumas, but he could, can't stop him. However, Shach in Sifkan Yizayin argument says, his Amachor says, listen, I'd like the $10,000 complete, I want $10,000 back. I don't want a small amount of money, I have to go watch it, I have to put it away, go to the bank, whatever, I'm Amachor to do that. I'd like the $10,000 2 months, I want back the $10,000. But let's say, if he, but let's say to tell him beforehand, he's not going to learn such a thing. The Chavetz Chaim speaks out, and Avetz Chesik, the Chavetz, Simcha Baal, by his base, says, and Milas, and the Mitzvahs, the Leiter can pay, if you can let the Leiter pay, small amounts. Even though Amikati don't have to, but it's a nice thing if you can let the person pay back small amounts. Or let's say he gave checks, he wants to give head checks. I give head checks for the next 2 years. If he can do it, it's a mitzvah to do it, so he should be able to pay off his chayv.
You have to do it for an agent?
That's not for today. It's, we'll talk about it. Mitzvah Shem will get to it.
In a mashkin, if
you're mitzvah
to take a
mashkin
to be able
to give it back? Yes, if you need to take a mashkin. We'll talk about it also. We'll go, we'll talk about it, okay? Eventually. Chavetz Chaim writes, in Avetz Chesed, in Chedet Beis, a person who's not wealthy, a middle-income person, and he has money that's the tailor, that's sitting by him. And he's looking for some type of business deal. And without that money, he won't be able to do business deal. You're not, he's waiting and looking around to do a deal. Let's say he has $100,000 put away for a business deal. And he's looking around for a deal. And in the meantime, someone comes in and wants to borrow, hey, $10,000, $20,000, you're not mechuyev to lend them. You're looking to, you want to increase your income, so then you're not mechuyev to lend them. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says, in Chalbeis Pechev, Simen Pechev, Simen Pechev. But let's say a person is a wealthy person, Ish Omid, so wealthy man, then, and he has money that's lying there, then it could be he has other business deals, still, he should still lend out the money from Mr. Kess's army. Because it's our best alignment to do the chesed. Because if not, end of the story. He also has business, which means all these people come to him to do deals with him. So Mela, if he has money laying around, even though he's looking around for a good deal, but the Ish Omer, then he should lend the money. Because like this will always be potter for the mitzvah chesed for a deal, then always be potter for the mitzvah chesed talis army. That was chesed. There's another case. In Paris, Simhe, a storekeeper. What's the halacha of a storekeeper? Let's say, you're kosher, Yiddish storekeeper, from storekeeper, or Hungarian, from storekeeper. Is he mechuyev to lend money? First, the person buys, you have to give him credit. Is he mechuyev to give credit or not? And if he gives credit to the Kai Mitzvah, Kesset Talmud's army. So Chavetz Chaim writes, in the first Chelet, in Paragbeis, the faith, he says, a stalky is not mechuyev to lend money. He says two reasons why. Because Ikis Parnasa is to sell the Shchaira, and the money he gets, he has my new Shchaira. So he needs the money, he needs the cash flow, so if he doesn't get money in, if he's going to lend out, he's going to lend money to everyone who comes to buy, he won't have money to buy new Shchaira. He won't be able to pay for his what's called to the wholesalers. He won't be able to pay. So he has not mechuyev to lend money because he needs the money to buy other schayra. He has to pay his wholesalers to buy, and he needs also to pay for new schayra. One big thing. And he says, Bechlal, if a Baal Chanus is not considered, a Malva. Why? Adarabba. A Baal Chanus is not considered the Kai Mitzvah Alva. Why? Because that's business. You come into a store, you sell, you know, the person buys a chreis, $100, he's going to have $100. But you know, if you're not giving him a credit, he's not going to buy. So that's part of the way of the store. And he brings a strong riot to this, the Chavetz Chaim. He brings a riot for Mishnah and Shvias and Perek Yud Mishnalos. The thing is that Shvias is Mishamet Ol Chavis. Come Shvias, you don't write a first of all, it's Mishamet Ol Chavis. So the Mishnah, a storekeeper, it's not Mishamet. If someone owes you in the store, it's not Mishamet. It's not Ksiravah. It's not Ksiravah. So Mela, Chavetz Chaim Mizraya, that you're not, that's, so you're not the kind, there's no mitzvah havodah for a storekeeper. And comes out according to this, if someone goes into the store, the place can speak out. Let's say it comes according to this, if someone buys, goes to the store, a clothing store, or a store that sells the tables, we call it a furniture store. Goes to a furniture store, or the place that store clothing, and they say the suit costs you $300. So you tell the storekeeper, listen, right now I have $150, here's $150, I'll pay you in a month, I'll pay you $150. So the thing is, and if I pay, they pay back to, I'll pay you, and gives him a check. He says, here's a check, $150, now cash, and I'll give you another check, $150, head check, cash in a month from now. The thing is, it's not considered a havar. It's not kai mitzvah of havar. Because that's not Mecca Melka. However, comes Chaim writes in Abz Chesed, that if Ani comes to Baal Chanus, and he wants, I need credit, I need some food in the house, and he wants some credit, V'achis Nashay, that's the Lashon Chavetz Chaim, like when she comes for food, then he should not pat himself, if he yod ma'sekes, he doesn't need the money cash right now, he should do it. But Baal Chanus also has a mitzvah of a chiyomach, even though it's no mitzvah avar, he has an inyan of chiyomach achichem zachaboy. He just to shoot for a bus. It's fairly shoot for a bus. You should have some food on the table. So in such a case, if it's not a big amount, then you should attack, and give it to him for credit. Another case. The person can speak out. So the Milsom is Tava. If someone comes to you to ask for a law, and the Malva knows he's going to be embarrassed to go up to the lawyer to ask him for the money. He lent someone else $100. But he's embarrassed to ask him for $100. So maybe he's going to lose the money. If he doesn't ask him, he's afraid he's going to lose it. There's no answer. And he knows if he asks him, he'll get it. But he's embarrassed to go to him. But he knows if he asks him, he'll get it back. There's no answer not to lend him. If the guy, because he has a chance, he has the chayus to go ask him to pay the chayus. You misbayish, you're embarrassed to go over to the person, that's your own loss. And the chayus is time, he'll pay back the chayus. So Mela, to lend someone, let's say, he comes to you for $100, even for $1,000, and you know, if you go to him, he'll pay you. And chances are, he'll pay you anyway. But you misbayish to go to him, there's no hetzer not to say, I can't lend him. Your misbayish, that's your problem. So Mela, you have a mitzvah and kesef, you have the cash laying around there, and you're always going to pay it back, but you're inspired to go ask him for the money, and still you have a mitzvah, you have a chayv, a mitzvah of kesef tal zami, you should lend him the money. Right, another case. In the Abbas Chesed, in Perek Aleph, Perek Aleph, Sikir Aleph. If let's say someone was Maftiach Ani, I'm going to lend you the money. I decided I'm going to lend him $1,000. It comes to me, a poor person comes to me, and I decide I'm going to lend him $1,000. Then if you can't change your mind, you now have to change your mind after this. Why? It's a Kabbalah Bar Mitzvah. The Mechaber says, and may she gemel siv beis, which is the Gemara Dor and Avches. Ha'ayma, esh the perek zeh, someone says, I'm going to learn this perek, it's siv and neder. So the Gemara says, and also put down locha, ha'veyu ki'it is a wash of Mechaber. Ha'ayma, esh the perek zeh, ha'vi ki'ila, nada, lasse, staka. If I say I'm going to learn this perek, it's like giving them a nada for staka. And once I'm nada for staka, according to many Paiskim, you're not allowed to be master such a nether. So Mela, in such a case, so that's what the Chabad says. And Ramah is Maisev, who I last is Shamitzes, the Nidri Kayim. So Mela, it's also to be Chayzer. If I say I'm going to give you $1,000, it's also to change your mind. And the Paiskim says from Maisev, that's from the Chabad Chaim says Maisev, that let's say Maftich and Asher, that's the Geya in Ani. So by Geya Ani, so it's not as well, since it's Ani, so once you speak it out, you mechuyav to do it. However, let's say Maftiach a rich person, I'm going to give you $10,000, Maftiach Asher. Even though it's not a nether, it's only by onis tzedana. By Yahusha, it's not bestowed the linya mechus amana. You get your word. The din is the chashim mishpat and simur reish dalet and sif zayin. The din is if I give my word, and if you don't keep your word, the lashon of mechabes is lashon of gemara or the mishnah even. And ruach chacham and neichem mana. You're doing wrong. And you have to ask first. You say something, you keep your word. You promise something, you give your word. You say you're going to do this. You shouldn't change your mind. So come to Pitzke Tshuva in Chayshim Mishpat and similar on the test, Sif Kon Yudalad, he brings down a first of Moshe, a Chiddush Gadol. First of Moshe says that the Malva was Mechayim of Kinyan Gov, and not only he said it, he made a Kinyan with Achreis, a Kinyan Agav, he made some type of Kinyan with, or he shook his hand with his calf, whatever it is, he made a Kinyan with him, the Zatat first of Moshe, you cannot change your mind. The Malva was Chayim, he cannot change your mind. Once it's a Kinyan Gomer, for sure you can't change your mind. So, Pesach Chayshin, in Perakalov, in Sif Kodam Ches says, but let's say, he promised the person, I'm going to lend you $10,000. Later on, he checked out the person, and he find out the person, if I give this guy $10,000, I lost it. I'm going to lose the money, it's not for Torah, then did it, you'll have to change your mind. And if you look in the Shach, it's Mashi, you know, Pesach Chayshin, it's Mashi from the Shach over there, the same thing in Sif Kodam Ches, my sister from the Shach, he holds the same thing like that also. That if a person is not getting, he knows it's a good chance he won't get his money back, he's not going to have myself. You have to keep your word, that's only if you know you can get your money back. But later I find out that the money, I'm not going to get it back. All of a sudden I found out some information I wasn't aware before it, that not trustworthy person, or in place he holds so many people money, you'll never get your money back. And then is, you're allowed to, you can change your mind. Even though it's like a nether, but it's like a nether victorious. So nether victorious, the din is, you're allowed to be chayzer. The Pesach Chayshin says, even in a case, we're allowed to be chayzer from your promise. Moshe, we said this case right now. They say they won't get their money back. Or, he said beginning, he said, we nether, or a place where came out this nether, if the leiter was making shtar, let's say he wrote up a whole promissory note. He went to get a lawyer to write up, he hired a lawyer. The lawyer hired a lawyer to write up a whole document, you know, to prepare a document. So the lawyer charges like $300 to write up the document. So now when you back out now, who's mechuyav to pay for his $300? He has a choice, the lawyer has a choice. So the Sman says in Chayshim Mishpat, and similar on the test, and the Sifkot Menvav, says that the din is, the Malva is mechuyav to pay. If he backs out, he's mechuyav to pay out Dina de Gami. It's called Gami. And the Pesach Tshuva speaks out. In Sifkot Yigimel, he brings down a Tshuva of Kivega. Kivega says, when is the Malva mechuyav to pay for its own? Only if the Malva told Leiva, go write me a promissory note. Go get a lawyer, write up a document. But let's say the Leiva went on his own without me telling him, and I backed up. Then the Kibbeke says, you're not mechuyav to pay. It's only when I told him, but I didn't tell him. And the Pesach Chayshin learned, because the Chayshin speaks out to say this place we just mentioned before, says from Smar, he holds like this, he holds like this, the Kibbeke. The Davka, if he told the Leiva to go write a promissory note, and then he backs off whatever reason it is, the din is mechuyav to pay his choice. I pay, listen, I just found out I won't get the money, so you should have done your homework beforehand. Should have done your own learning, but since you just found out about it, you can't say you still have dinner to come here. Since the life did have a hefset, you're mechuyav to pay for the hefset. What happened to the Malva getting the money ready? I lent someone $10,000. And then I find out that I might not get my money back. So the Shach speaks out over there in Simlam Tess, Sifkon Lam Tess, the Malva can't be chayzer. Once the life has the money in his hand, even the Moshe dime end. I just gave it to 10 minutes ago. Then I want to change your mind. It's too late. Since he was safe for the money already, then you're in a bind and you cannot be chayzer on that. Because once it's in his hand already, you can't be chayzer. Because he was credited already. Another case. The Chavetz Chaim writes, in Avos Chesed, in Parakal Sibbeis. The mitzvah of lending is not dafka money. Normally all the cases discussed until now was lending money. That's all the cases we have. What about the guy wants to buy my car? A guy wants to buy a chesed, my lawnmower, or my snowboard. I want to lend it to him. And you face him. There's a mitzvah to lend it. And the chesed speaks out. Where's the mitzvah? It says the chesed talis almi. Where does the other face him? So he brings down the mocker, the gemara sukkah. Gemara sukkah that the intention base. That gemara's chesed is side ben the kufay, ben the romainai. Well, however, it's different than money. Chafetim is not because of Keset Tavos Ami, it's because of Mitzvah Chesed. And Chesed is clear anything, you can be made to somebody else, you should commit to do it. Just by money, it's different because there's a special mitzvah, like it says in the Torah, Keset Tavos Ami. In Siv Gimel, the Chavetz Chaim speaks out, he says in Sif Gimel he speaks out. When they're talking about when they're talking about the usher that comes to it's talking about the usher comes to bow. But if only comes to bow chayfetz, and I need it. There's a chiyuv mitzvah din to borrow to lend it to him. Because it doesn't have what he needs his chayfetz very badly. And if he needs something very badly, he doesn't know where to buy it, then there's a mitzvah to lend it to him. And it speaks out, it's a v'chesed, it's a v'kan zayin, even though it's still, there's any to help on you, daimach sayai. So mail out that, you're mechuyev to lend him this item, if you can. What about lending money? We'll talk about now. First it says, we're talking about ribbis, so I'm throwing ribbis here at the end of the shir. What happens? If an Eretz Yisrael, someone lends you, if you lend 100, say 500 shekelim, and we know that the money, the shekelim constantly fluctuates in Eretz Yisrael, okay, from one day to the next day, and now if you have an Eretz Yisrael, but also an Eretz Yisrael can tell you, if you go to a store to change $100, you go 1 week, the next week could be a difference of 5-10 shekelim. So let's say someone borrows from you, creates 1,000 shekelim, and then you pay back the chais a month later, a few months later, the 1,000 shekelim, even though the shekelim could be devalued, either way, up or down doesn't make a difference. The din is, that's matbea medina. The din is, even though it fluctuates, there's no din of sol, the sol is no din of ribbis at all. However, there's no shas ribbis at all. That's matbea medina. And the din of constantly fluctuates, but that's what that's what Moses says in Perek Azov. However, let's say, and that's why a lot of people in Israel, they're afraid to lend a shekelim. I don't know if today is the same thing, but it used to be always like that. When someone lent money, a lot of gemachs, they lent in dollars. Because they knew a dollar, in anything that worth more, now worth less. I don't know if it still works the same. Still works the same now? Huh? Now it's the opposition. Okay. So anyway, so when you lend a dollar, let's say you lend a dollar. In Israel, let's say that people want to lend because they feel the dollar is more secure. So they want to lend the dollar. And that's the show. So in that's the show, there's a whole shayla in that's the show. Is that called matbea? Or it's called sol b'sol? Like, it's not money mamish. It's like Shabbos. So the whole machlekes hapaiskim. Ramesha and the Obiashiv holds that in that's the show, the dollar is the thing, the currency of that's the show. So Mela, so just like you lend shkolim, you pay back in shkolim, you lend the dollars, you pay back in dollars. Other Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael disagree strongly with Ramosha, and they all that the vicar in shkolim is that's the dollar of the medina, that's the medina money, and so if I borrow money and the dollars since it fluctuates also, so Mela to pay dollar for dollar. You're not allowed to. And according to those Rabbanim, when I lend dollar, I have to tie it to the shekel, and I tie it to the shekel, then you pay back in shekel. That's what those Rabbanim hold. However, Moshe Yashav held that the Moshe in Medina, the Dinah, but that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But let's say you work with the euro, you work with Japanese, what's called yen, or other type of currencies, if you lend in a different currency, if let's say in America, you lend in the euros, they lend in the yen, then you have to tie it to the dollar. It's in America, you have to tie it to the dollar and pay back in dollars, because you pay back in yen with the shadow from Son Bessar and the shadow from Mr. Rivers. The same shadow would be is if I lend Eichel. If I lend someone, you go to a neighbor, he lends him 10 pounds of potatoes. The whole bag of potatoes is 10 pounds. Now, I don't know how much changes or how it fluctuates. I haven't shopped for a long time. I don't remember at least. So the question is, the price change? If the price changes, then you have a shadow of Shah, silver saw. So the Machad says, in Kusam Beis, in your idea, that I saw the saw, if it's a double more, and they're not matched, the price just changed a couple of cents, then it doesn't matter. But let's say if I land the a lot of stuff, a lot of food, and so then it's not a double more, then the Malva, if there's a lot of oichel, instead of paying money, let's say if I take 10 pounds of potatoes and the price today is raised $2, 10 pounds of potatoes, so then you should pay him $2 cash. You shouldn't pay back 10 pounds of potatoes if the price fluctuates a lot. But any type of item, there's a big fluctuation in price, then it's to pay in dollars to feed the shabbos that you borrow, and not to pay back chetzim. That's halacha. Since it says over here we're supposed to talk about ribbis, I want to talk about cakes and ribbis that I think many people are not aware of. I spoke in the shiur ribbis, but I'll say it again here also. Using someone else's credit card. Let's say, I don't have any money. I have no credit card, or I maxed out my credit card. I can't use my credit card. So I asked my chaver, do me a favor. I have to buy some of the credit card, and if there's any charges, I'll pay the charges. And I said, use my credit card. And I'll pay the credit card. You give me a bill, let's say I borrow $10,000 in credit card, every month at a certain time they charge 20%, whatever it is, I'll pay the charges. The thing is, that instead of Rivas Sutza, it's us and the Raisa, there's no Hector whatsoever, there's no one in the world that's matter that. So if you want to use someone else's credit card, the answer is two answers. One answer is to pay on time, that's a partial answer, so you never, as soon as comes the bill, $10,000, you pay and give a check, $10,000, pays it out, that's nothing wrong, that's chesed, there's nothing wrong. Even though it declares not so partial, but everyone seems to be meko, that means the shah of the shtar shesh by Rivas. Well, the mice are everyone's makers. So I'm not going to argue on that. So, that's okay. However, if you can't do it, but say you don't have the $10,000 to pay, then you're required to make a hetriska with this person. You have to make a hetriska because when he uses your credit card, they're charging you, not the person. So it comes out you're lending the person and without a hetriska. So what you have to do, you must make a hetriska. Let's say you charge $10, you have to write a hetriska. $10,000. Look at the thing, the charge they pay, you have to pay 20%, you write the charge on 20%. The shy is, how far can you charge Rivas? I once asked this, to Soyanka Fisher. He told me up to 50%. So I guess the loan shots are not going wrong.
Wow.
Up to 50% you're allowed to charge. But anyway, but you have to do it. Your credit card, you have to be very careful, because many people are nifsh on this. And you have to be careful about this, Rivas. Alright. Then this year. Next year will be, again, next Sunday will be on Maisik Sofer. Shavuos night will be a year on hiring, buying, soliciting, going buying by Jewish people, and buying by Jewish people instead of going to a goyim buy.
Tonight, we have all this about
What?